eyes glowed in the darkness. One was green-yellow, the other pearly-white. A light appeared behind them. Something was coming along the passageway, casting long shadows. Rats tumbled over themselves in their panic to get away. Agnes tried to press herself into the stone.
"Hello, Miss Perdita ex-nit?"
A familiar shape jutted out of the darkness just behind Grebo. It was all knees and elbows. It carried a sack over one shoulder and held a lantern in its other hand. Something fled from the darkness. The terror leached out of it.
"You don't want to be down here, Miss Nit, with all the rats. Walter, got to do Mr. Pounder's job now. The poor man has passed away. I am a person of all jobs. No peace for the wicked. But Mr. Grebo just hits them with his paws and they're off to rat heaven in a jiff."
"Walter," repeated Agnes out of sheer relief.
"Come for an explore, have you? These old tunnels goes all the way to the river. You have to keep your wits about you not to get lost down here. Want to come back with me?"
It was impossible to be frightened of Walter Plinge. Walter attracted a number of emotions, but terror wasn't among them.
Yes, said Agnes. I got lost. Sorry.
Grebo sat down and started to wash himself in what Agnes considered to be a supercilious way. If a cat could snigger, he would be sniggering.
"Now I've got a full sack, I have to take it to Mr. Gimlet's shop," announced Walter, turning around and loping out of the cellar without bothering to see if she was following him. "We get a halfpenny each, which is not to be sneezed at. The dwarfs think a rat is a good meal, which only goes to show it would be a strange world if we were all alike."
It seemed a ridiculously short journey to the foot of some different stairs, which had a well-used look to them.
"Have you ever seen the ghost, Walter?" said Agnes, as Walter put his foot on the first step. He didn't turn around.
"It is wrong to tell lies."
Yes, so I believe. So, when did you last see the ghost?
"I last saw the ghost in the big room in the ballet school."
"Really? What did he do?"
Walter paused for a moment, and then the words came out altogether.
"He ran off."
He stamped up the stairs in a way that suggested very emphatically that the exchange was over. Grebo sneered at Agnes and followed him. The stairs went up just one flight and came out through a trapdoor backstage. She had been lost only a door or two from the real world. No one noticed her emerge, but then no one noticed her at all. They just assumed that she'd be around when she was needed. Walter Plinge had already loped off, in something of a hurry. Agnes hesitated. They probably wouldn't even notice she wasn't there, right up to the point when Christine opened her mouth. He hadn't wanted to answer, but Walter Plinge spoke when spoken to, and she had a feeling that he wasn't able to lie. Telling lies would be being bad. She'd never seen the ballet school. It wasn't far backstage, but it was a world of its own. The dancers issued from it every day like so many very thin and twittering sheep, under the control of elderly women who looked as though they breakfasted on pickled limes. It was only after she'd timidly asked a few questions of the stagehands that she'd realised that the girls had joined the ballet because they'd wanted to. She had seen the dancers' dressing room, where 30 girls washed and changed in a space rather smaller than Bucket's office. It bore the same relationship to ballet as compost did to roses. She looked around again. Still no one had paid any attention to her. She headed for the school. It was up a few steps, along a fetid corridor lined with notice boards and smelling of ancient grease. A couple of girls fluttered past. You never saw just one. They went around in groups like mayflies. She pushed open the door and stepped into the school. Reflections of reflections of reflections. There were mirrors on every wall. A few girls practicing on the bars that lined the room looked up as she entered. Mirrors. Out in the passage, she leaned against the wall and got her breath back. She'd never liked mirrors. They always seemed to be laughing at her. But didn't they say it was the mark of a witch not liking to get between two mirrors? It sucked out your soul or something? A witch would never get between two mirrors if she could help it. But of course, she very definitely wasn't a witch. So she took a deep breath and went back into the room. Images of herself stretched away in every direction. She managed a few steps, then wheeled around and groped for the doorway again, watched by the surprised dancers.
Lack of sleep, she told herself, and general overexcitement. Anyway, she didn't need to go right into the room, now that she knew who the ghost was. It was so obvious. The ghost didn't require any mysterious non-existent caves, when all he needed to do was hide where everyone could see him. Mr. Bucket knocked at the door of Sal's.